The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
It's a Shikellamy Sports doubleheader on WKOK. Matinee basketball after the Braves wrestling team fell to Danville in the opener of the tournament at Jersey Shore. Braves falling 39-36 as we started 50 years of Shikellamy wrestling coverage here on WKOK. But right now it's time to put away the Resolite and get on the hard court as Shikellamy takes on Selinsgrove Grove here at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium and the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. With only 205 here in attendance maximum, we are happy to be your ticket to the game. Also available at beginning about 1:30, right about tip-off, from the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. You can link to that by going to WKOK.com and clicking on the banner, and then you'll be able to link to it from that particular game link. And, of course, you can also find out more on WKOK's Facebook page. Tonight's game is brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glick's, Lackawanna College, Purdy Insurance Agency, and W&L Mazda. These are the businesses joining us to bring you Shikellamy hosting Selinsgrove tonight, round one, on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and on YouTube. Chief, as you look at this game here this afternoon, it's a game, as we said Tuesday night, both teams had to have circled on their calendar.
Yes, you're right, Kevin. Selinsgrove Shikellamy is always a really interesting game. It doesn't matter what the records are. You can take and throw things out. It doesn't matter what happens in the first game. When you go play the second game, sometimes totally opposite. One, I think last year Shikellamy really handled Selinsgrove in the first game and ended up losing down at the Seal Dome. So it's a good rivalry, and it's just one of those games that, like Coach Ziegler said in his talk, if you can't get up for Selinsgrove, then you don't have anything in your blood to get stirred, all right?
Both teams looking for a win today as well.
They're looking to score. I mean, you look at what the Braves offensively did in their last game against Mifflinburg, and, 20 points or less is not good. And Seals also had difficulty. I don't think they got around 20 in the last game, too. And it's not that they don't have scorers. I mean, the Braves have people that can put the ball in the basket, but they just have not been. They've been shooting poorly inside. And last against Selinsgrove, I don't think they took a three-pointer. If you look at Selinsgrove, 60% of their shots come, or their points come from beyond the arc. And, of course, Brett Foer, who's been around since forever, all right, he's a senior this year. He's one guy that you have to keep eyes on. But they've got some other kids in there that are going to help out. Isaiah Ulrich and Ryan Reich have been playing well. And, you know, I watched the game with Mifflinburg on SEC TV when Selinsgrove lost to Mifflinburg. And Spencer George had a really good game. All right, I think he had 11 points. Since then, like everybody else on Selinsgrove's team, they have not been scoring. The Braves, on the other hand, they don't have anybody that has taken charge, that has become a leader out on the court, and that's what they're going to have to do.
Well, Shikellamy only averaging 30 points a game in their 0-2 stretch. 63 points is what they're giving up. And, of course, Selinsgrove coming in at 0-3 as well. These two teams are fighting for that final playoff spot that is still available through the merger with District 11. And believe it or not, both teams are still in that spot.
Well, it's early in the season, and you know that, to go to District 11, which is a really good district for basketball, it's always going to be interesting, all right, to see if one of them gets there, all right? And, it's a shame that they have to travel so far to play, but that's the way things are in PIAA. Since I think this is the third year now, isn't it?
It is, and Shikellamy has not made that tournament yet to make that trip or even host a game.
You're right.
As District 11 was going to allow the teams in District 4, if they had a better record, to be the host. It's not necessarily that way in District 11 the last couple of years, but they were going to allow that and honor that anyway, and unfortunately neither team has even made it to host a game.
The girls have. Both years. The girls have played, and I think they played Blue Mountain, and that's the Schuylkill County League area, and that's a tough place to go, and they've always played well when they went into District 11. So I don't know if there's 14 or 16 games But one of these teams has to get on a streak here and win some basketball games if they plan on any post-regular season games.
Well, if you'd like to watch our broadcast this afternoon as well as listen to it, you can go to WKOK.com, click on the video banner on the right-hand side. That will give you our video schedule, and then click on this game's link, and it'll take you right to the page. You can also do it from WKOK's Facebook page. What you won't get a chance to see on video or hear on video is a conversation with Bill Ziegler, because that's coming up next on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Out with the old and in with the new. Happy New Year means happy new vehicle. And all of Blaze Alexander Sunbury's new vehicles are discounted and reduced to save you thousands. Not in the market for a new vehicle? That's okay. Blaze Alexander Sunbury has got you covered. With over 85 pre-owned on the lot and over 1,900 to choose from, we have what you're looking for. Rates are low and trades are high. Now is the time to buy. And Blaze Alexander Sunbury is the place. Come in or visit us on the web at blazealexandersunbury.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves as we get ready for this afternoon's matchup with the Sealands Grove Seals. When both teams, I think, look at this game, they feel they match up very well. From what you've seen, how do you feel the teams match up?
Yeah, I think both teams match up very well, too. We both have a little bit of size, and they're more of a three-point shooting team than what we are. We're a little long in length, and hopefully that will be to an advantage of ours to make some three-pointers be a little bit more contested. But, yeah, I think when you look on paper, these two teams are pretty even.
You know, they go pretty deep into the roster, too, into the lineup off the bench. I mean, there's as many as four guys that you could see come off the bench today.
Yeah, Sealands Grove's doing a pretty good job early in the year of mixing and matching and trying to keep players fresh, with not having the proper time this season because of COVID to get in shape or even have a consistent, practice time and even breathing with the mask. So, there's a lot of people that we need to be aware of when they come in and their specific set of skills.
And most of these guys that are coming in and out and that are starting in the lineup, they like the three-point shot, too.
Yeah, we've watched them on film a couple times, and, we just watched them on Jersey Shore the other night on Tuesday, and, they had 10 threes for the game. And, if you look at all their total points and everything like that, 60% of their points come from the three-point line. So we have to make sure that, we do a good job trying to chase them off the three-point line tonight.
Billy, on the other side of things, Braves have been struggling from the field in general, not just from the line, not just from three-point, but in general. And a lot of these are really underneath the basket type shots. What can you do to kind of get that rhythm going again underneath the basket?
we're trying to do more finish at the rim drills. You know, we borrowed a like a blocking bag from the football team, and we're using that to, you know, try to work with the players to so they get used to absorbing contact, you know, throughout their shot. And, you know, more repetition. It's obvious, you know, that we haven't had a lot of time in the gym. And, you know, I keep practice plans from year to year. And I know yesterday was our 14th practice. And last year on the 14th or the 15th of January, that was practice 30. So we're a little bit behind that way. So, you know, but, you know, we got to come out. We got to battle tonight. No excuses. We got to go play.
Yeah, it's a big game for both these teams to try and get things reset. And, again, I'm sure that's something you guys have looked at all week since Tuesday night.
Absolutely. You know, we watch them on film. They watch us on film. And, you know, even though in the Heartland Conference, you know, there's eight or nine teams in the upper division. There's only two 5A teams, and that's us in Selins Grove. And, you know, if you're going to go to the playoffs, you have to go through District 6. And they take four teams in the playoffs, and there's only five A teams. So, you know, and right now, believe it or not, four of the five haven't won a game yet. So, you know, every game, especially against a 5A team, so the Shikellamy, Selins Grove, Shikellamy Central Mountain, Selins Grove Central Mountain games are absolutely huge.
Well, I think you mentioned it in practice earlier this week, too. It's Selins Grove. It's a district game. And, oh, yeah, it's a conference game, too. So it's time to go out and win one.
Absolutely. You know what? You know, I told the kids nothing more needs to be said. It's a league game. It's a district game. And it's Selins Grove. If you can't get up for this one, you shouldn't be playing this sport. That's Selins Grove. That's your rival.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll check in with you later.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Blaze Alexander Ford's tax eliminators extended till January 16th. $2 million of inventory must go. We'd rather give it to you than the IRS. Get 2020 Ford Escapes for under $22,000. Get up to $9,000 off Ford Edges. Looking for an F-150 truck? We've got the all-new 2021 in stock. Plus, we have discounts up to $12,400 on F-150s. 0% financing available on select models. Just sign and drive with no money down. Over 300 new and used vehicles to choose only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price guaranteed.
Matinee basketball here on WKOK. Also available on YouTube today. Just go to WKOK.com, click on our banner on the right hand side. You'll see our video broadcast schedule, 8 select matches between basketball and wrestling, including this afternoon. So you can click on the link there for today's game. It'll take you right to our WKOK sports broadcast on YouTube. Starting lineups tonight for the visiting Selins Grove Seals, it'll be Brett Forb. He is a senior, averaging 10 points a game, 83% free throw shooter on the year. Isaiah Ulrich is the junior, 9 points a game, a 100% free throw shooter with, I believe, 3 for 3 coming in. Ryan Reich is the junior. He is averaging 8 a game, the 67% free throw shooter. Randy Richter is the senior, averaging 1 a game, has not gone to the line this year. And Spencer George, the sophomore, 4 points a game, a 43% free throw shooter coming into today's contest. John Pfeiffer will lead the way for the Shikellamy Braves. He is a 6'3 junior guard. Pfeiffer averaging 4 points a game, 0 for 1 coming from the line. Brandon Long is the 6-foot senior guard, Long averaging 2 points a game and hasn't gone to the line yet. Mason Dietrich, the 6-foot sophomore, Dietrich the guard, averaging a team-high 9 a game, is 2 for 2 from the line here in this new year. Nathan Luciano is a senior, a 6-foot guard. Luciano averaging 4 a game, leads the team in points off turnovers. And Davis Marshall, the 6'4 forward, is a senior, leads the team in rebounds, and is also tied with Luciano on the team high for points off turnovers. Marshall averaging 6 points a game and a 50% free throw shooter on the season. That's the starting lineups. We'll have the opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, on the WKOK app, and on YouTube.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Today's basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by W&L Mazda. New year, new dealership, new experiences. Come out to the premiere and see the premiere lineup of Mazda vehicles today at W&L Mazda. From sporty roadsters to luxury third row seating, these vehicles will leave you feeling inspired by their craftsmanship, technology, and safety. You'll find them just off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com. Experience the W&L difference today. And don't forget, while you're watching the game, make sure you visit us on our YouTube page throughout the season and click subscribe to our WKOK YouTube Sports channel, or our WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie at the Phil Lockup Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse as the Braves get introduced in their home white uniforms with maroon trim, navy blue numerals. Seals in their red with blue trim and white numerals. And we talked about it with Coach Bill Ziegler. This team has really struggled from the line, not only from the foul line, but also from the floor. 31% from the floor, just 9% from the three-point line, 59% from the free throw line. That's not terrible, but again, Shikellamy typically a pretty good free throw shooting team over the years, but just 24% overall, and we really saw it on Tuesday night against Mifflinburg.
Well, we can talk about a late start and only having 14 or 15 practices, but you know, they've been working on those things, shooting techniques. I'm glad that they got the old football blocking bag out, because we used to do that with the girls to make sure that they would make the layups under pressure. And that's what the Braves are going to have to do tonight. If they're going to win this game, number one, they're going to have to make those inside shots, and they're going to have to draw fouls on them. And then once they get to the line, Kevin, they're going to have to score. And that's big. You know, they don't call them free throws for nothing, all right? There's nobody bothering you there. It's basically not a bad shot. and you should take full advantage of it. And sometimes they don't. So we'll see if the Braves can come through.
It has been anything but a charity stripe for the Braves
yes.
this year, that's for sure. So the Braves now breaking their huddle rather late as Coach Ziegler keeps them a little bit longer. Coming to the center circle to meet Spencer George will be Davis Marshall. So Marshall and George at the center circle.
Spencer a sophomore, all right, and Davis the senior. And Davis gets the tap.
Tips it back into the backcourt for Luciano. He'll bring it up, attacking the basket to our left as we view things here this afternoon. Just underway at Shikellamy, no score. Far corner long, now to the near wing. It's Pfeiffer for three. That one just a whisker short. And a hand on it by Marshall, but then picked up on the other side by four. Four will send it down to the right side and find Ulrich. They'll pass it over to four on the left wing. Four with a three-point shot, drained it. Brett Four with a haircut, gotten really trim on the side since football season.
Well, he also is, you know, last year he had the longer hair, but Brett's dynamite from outside. We've watched him do it ever since he's been about 4 years old. Of course, his dad being the former coach here and now the AD at Shikellamy.
As we've said many times over his career at Selins Grove, he has been very much...
He's like a Shikellamy kid, all right? I'm playing for Selins Grove.
He's had a lot of free throws from the line is what I was trying to get at. It wasn't coming out right. Braves with the basketball now, and after the out-of-bounds play and into the corner now to Dietrich. Dietrich will run the baseline. He will get blocked from behind by Richter, but Richter picked up a little bit of skin along the way.
Boy, that was a really nice move by Mason. He got the baseline. He went strong to the basket, and he ended up with the foul. Now, here's the case, Kevin. He's got two foul shots. Try to take full advantage and score off of these.
Selins Grove leading at 3-0 with 7:06 to go first period. First team foul on the Seals. First one on the way. Back iron, no good. And Dietrich was 100% coming into tonight,
Mason, a sophomore this year, you can tell he's been in the weight room. He's gotten a lot stronger. Just got to get that shooting going.
Second shot is up and in, so he makes one of two to go 3 of 4 on the season. Braves trailing by two with 7:05 to go. Selins Grove with the basketball is four. We'll push it up.
Yeah, both teams playing man-to-man, Kevin.
On to the left side. That's where Ulrich has it. Now he'll go back to four between the circles. Four over to the right wing to find Spencer. Now left wing three for Ulrich. That one no good. Rebound underneath by Long. That time the Braves had three under the basket for a change.
Well,
They've been struggling with that.
They got to do that. And Braden's not that big, and he's one of those guys that's got to be another rebounder for them.
So now Luciano with the basketball, trailing it by two, guarded by four. That's going to be a fun matchup. And now they'll go into the corner to Long. Long. Top of the key, Dietrich, near wing Pfeiffer, and they'll guard him quickly because Pfeiffer already missed barely a three-pointer to open the game. Pfeiffer now puts it on the floor at the foul line, starts to drive in, switches hands in the process, moved the feet too many times.
Well, you get that those first two steps, and then you take then you're going to take the next one and jump off of it and score, and unless you're in the NBA, it is traveling.
There's one too many letters in PIAA for that to be legal.
Exactly.
Four with the basketball. He'll find Richter. Richter, the big end, will drive in on Long. He'll go right to the baseline. Turnaround jumper off the iron, no good. Off the backboard, too. Rebound by Marshall.
Strong rebound by Davis that time.
Luciano back to Marshall, top of the key. Three, got it!
That's what we've been missing, Kevin. You know, Davis is an excellent three-point shooter. Maybe he's going to get hot tonight, all right. And he already has more points than he had up at Mifflinburg.
4-3 in favor of Shikellamy now. Selins Grove with the basketball to try and regain the lead. They'll get it inside to Spencer. And then back outside to four. Four gets it again, goes to the corner, near side. They'll swing it around left wing to right. Near wing four, goes top of the key, foul line, starts to bounce in, and then that was Davis Marshall's defense that caused the travel on four.
Well, Davis was playing off of Spencer that time, and when Brett came down the middle, he kind of hedged out off of the screen, and you know, Brett's what, 5'6", and he's looking at a 6'4 guy, did a little shuffle.
Luciano with a deep three somewhere from around the bridge in Shamokin, comes up a little short.
Nate's got to get hot too from behind the line, Kevin.
Selins Grove with the basketball now, trying to regain the lead with 5 minutes to go in the first period.
Both teams getting a lot of opportunities here, Kevin.
Between the circles right,
good
dishes
move.
It off right side. And the jumper by George, no good.
Well, Spencer George just did a nice job, a little head fake, and he got around Davis Marshall and had the layup. Just, again, probably one of the reasons that they're not making those shots is it's not a lot of practice at it right now. Although they say the true shooter doesn't need to practice, but I would disagree with that, Kevin.
You never practiced, and you were a true shooter.
I was a rebounder, Kevin. I was hoping the other guys on my team didn't practice so they'd miss shots so I'd get some rebounds.
Good pass underneath, but really anticipated even better by four. Four will bring it back the other way with a one-point deficit now for the Seals. On the left side, they'll bounce it in now and looking for George again. George turns around off the backboard, no good. Over the back, call coming on George has long got the rebound. That'll be the third team foul on the Seals.
And Kevin, did Davis Marshall make Spencer George change that shot when he came around? He had to put a lot more air underneath to get it higher to get over Davis's outreached hand, and he just didn't have a good look at it. Good defense by Davis.
Oh. Inside to Marshall.
Strong.
Marshall deep inside. Good defense by Reich, and that one will go over the basket and draw a whistle, and it will be Seals Grove ball.
Mason Dietrich's going to get over the back, but that's what we've been talking about, Kevin. You know, you get the ball inside, but that was a bad angle for Davis. He was almost parallel with the end of the backboard, and that's a tough shot. You got to get those shoulders square instead of perpendicular.
Left side, jumper on the way for four, for three. Didn't even move the net. Wow, what a three from the left wing.
He came off of a screen down low, and his man didn't get through. He had an open look at it. What we say, it's 4-6, Shikalimi, four.
Long inside to Marshall. Marshall got clear for his second. Good defense by four made Marshall miss that, and a rebound on the backside by Richter.
They had bodies all over Davis that time. I would agree with the coaches. Looked like there might have been a little bit of a shoving going on in there. No foul call, though.
Ulrich with the basketball. Over to the left side, Richter once again. Lose the handle on the ball, and it'll drift into Ulrich's hand. He'll swing it around now to the near side to four on the near wing. Inside for George. George spins and moves the pivot foot in the process for a travel.
Kevin, did you ever get in a position in your life when you got your legs spread out so far that you're not under control? All right.
And I don't think that's humanly possible.
It is,
for me.
And Spencer's an athlete, and he ended up traveling on that one. So
today's game brought to you in part by Sunbury Center of Lackawanna College on North 4th Street in Sunbury, now offering an associate degree for early childhood education, which will prepare you for a rewarding career for working in schools or child care centers. For more information, visit lackawanna.edu. Spring semester begins on January 25th. And welcoming you, watching us today on YouTube. And if you haven't had the opportunity and listening on radio and you'd like to see some of the video as well, just go online to WKOK.com. Click on the banner on the right-hand side. You'll see our complete video schedule. 8 broadcasts coming up here in the basketball and wrestling season. And you can click on the link to visit each one of them. And when you do, make sure you click subscribe on the WKOK YouTube channel. Chief, big game for both of these teams. Yes. You can see they are fighting hard to get this win.
They sure are, and you know we're down to 5 minutes have been played here, and only 10 points have been scored. So the defenses have been doing a good job.
Over to the left side, Ammerman, who came in at the last stoppage, puts the ball in the hands of Luciano. Far corner now, Pfeiffer on the wing along. Now back to Pfeiffer between the circles, Ammerman. Ammerman goes to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer inside, finds Ammerman again. He'll go further inside and find Marshall. And Marshall will back up just a step and put it in to tie it at six.
That was a strong putback, Kevin, and that's what Davis has to do. Nobody can stop him inside if he just gets it under control and goes up strong and nice soft touch off the backboard.
All tied at six, and a three-pointer to try and untie. Comes up short by four from the far side, and a whistle underneath. This one might be against Reich.
Ryan Reich's going to pick up a foul. Nice job by Davis to get the rebound, and he ended up getting shoved. And that's two fouls on Reich.
It is indeed two of the four on the Seals Grove side of things. All tied at six, 2:15 remaining here in the first period at Shikalimi.
Did you tell him Ethan Harris is in the game? No, he's out of it. Right there, Ethan Harris came in for Seals Grove.
He indeed is, and there's a steal underneath. The steal goes into the hands of Richter. He'll go left side, and he'll find Ulrich. Ulrich now back to four as they reset the offense. Four again, guarded by Luciano. Over to the right side by Reich. Deep three, and I'm talking way out there. Reich from almost the bridge in Seelands Grove that time to hit that three for a 9-6 lead. And that is going to be Ulrich's first three of the game. And a travel on Marshall will switch it back up.
Well, I was happy to see Davis, you know, put the ball on the floor and try to go to the basket. But that time, you know, sometimes it's Reich and Ulrich. It's hard to tell them apart. But that was number 15, Isaiah Ulrich, that made that three from out in front. He has longer hair.
Well, you can't tell by the face anymore. No. That's for sure with the masks on. Over to the right side. Harris, as you mentioned, in the game. And a foul coming against Shikalimi.
That's going to be for Nate Luciano reaching in. But you know, when a guy puts the ball on the floor and he comes by, you got to try to steal it, all right? You just have to be a little bit quicker, all right?
Pfeiffer and Luciano come out now, and James will come in along with Dietrich as four inbounds with a three-point lead, a minute 19 to go in the first. Another three-pointer on the way from Ulrich. This one from the right wing misses that one, but Davis Marshall there for the rebound. Ammerman answers for a three from the right wing. That one a little bit long. Four with a rebound underneath. Well, we'll push it back up.
One thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get in a battle where you just come down and shoot right away, Kevin.
Pass inside. Pass inside fought for a moment and finally grabbed and thrown out of there by Zekman.
Nice rebound.
He'll find James. James will drive in and lay it up and in. 47 seconds to go, first period, a one-point lead for Seelands Grove.
I think that's the Braves' first transition basket, Kevin, and it all started with a valiant effort by Colin Zekman to get that rebound and get it out to the corner.
Richter with a basketball. Richter puts it on the floor. He'll give it off now to Harris. And Harris is tied up and a held ball call. It'll be possession arrow in favor of Seelands Grove with 29.2 to go.
You know, Kevin, one of the statistics that they don't keep is outlet passes. And that was a very nice job by Colin to get that out to the corner. And eventually they got it right down to James, and James did the rest with his layup.
Ulrich, who hit that big three to give Seelands Grove the lead, sends it inside. And Richter will have to fight his way outside to get it. He'll fire up a three, come up a little short. Rebound by Marshall with 17. Here comes James up the left side. 14 on the clock now, down by one. James with the basketball, goes between the circles, goes to the right wing. He'll dish it off to Ammerman with six. Now to Marshall at the top of the key with three. Marshall puts it on the floor. Seelands Grove has the steal, and that'll do it for the first period of play. Good defense by the Seals denies Shikalimi a chance for the lead. At the end of one, it is Seelands Grove 9, Shikalimi 8. This is Shikalimi Basketball on WKOK and the WKOK YouTube channel.
New year, new dealership, new experience.
Take advantage of W&L Mazda bonus cash offer this month. Save an additional $750 off any remaining 2020 Mazda model.
At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury third-row Mazda CX-9.
Plus, right now, W&L Mazda has some terrific lease offers. Stop in for a test drive and get all the lease details.
Join the W&L Mazda family today off Route 11 in Northumberland.
Offer valid only on remaining 2020 Mazda models. Offer ends 2/1/21.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
As we start the second period of play on the inbounds, not too long after that ball got inbounded, there was a foul on Seelands Grove. It'll be on four, his first. That'll be the team's fifth. Shikalimi with the basketball. They'll left leave that one go to the backcourt.
Yeah, smart move by John. Grab it on this side of the court, and you're in trouble if you go backcourt.
And with the basketball, Dietrich now. Dietrich swings around the right side. He drives through traffic, tries to go off the window, no good. Gets his own rebound, sends it out to the near wing to Ammerman, a near corner rather. Now Pfeiffer on the wing with the basketball. He'll move the ball to the foul line. Bounce pass, Ammerman, far corner. Now to Dietrich. Dietrich, top of the key, three. Just missed that one. Big rebound by Pfeiffer. He'll go right back up and miss the shot, but get a chance to go to the line.
you know, on a three-point shot, a lot of times that rebound comes out long. And, you know, John, instead of going down underneath the basket, came to the middle of the court about 6 feet out. Ball came right to him. Got it, put it back up, and he's got a chance to go to the line. And that's Randy Richter's second foul. So the Seals have two players with two fouls.
Also team foul number six, too, Chief. And the first one is no good by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer came in 0 for 1, now 0 for 2 on the season from the line.
John's second game, he did not play in the first game against Danville.
Second shot coming with a one-point deficit. Now ties it up at 9 as Davis Marshall ready to come into the game, and he'll come in for Zekman.
You know, Colin Zekman's another one of those players. He's a senior. He played a lot of JV ball the last couple of years. I've watched him. He's a very good rebounder inside. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's got a lot of heart. So he's going to give Davis a little bit of rest once in a while.
With the basketball, it's 4. Goes top of the key now, finds Ulrich. Ulrich drives in, stops. Harassed there by Pfeiffer as he puts the ball on the floor. Pfeiffer again gets his hand in there and gets the steal. That's going to be Pfeiffer's first steal of the season. He'll find Ammerman, deep three from the wing. No good. Rebound James on the backside.
You know, James is very quick, all right. Just like that move right there, Kevin.
Boy, he did a nice job of driving in, but when he picked the ball up, that's when the travel happened. And we talked about that all year so far, Chief.
I'll bet if he had it all to do over again, he would have shot that ball instead of trying to pass it back out. Sometimes you got to be a little less selfish, all right.
Luciano into the game for Shikalimi, and Ammerman will come out. Ulrich will have the basketball again. We'll give it over to George. Now George to 4. 4 with a three-pointer near wing. No good. Luciano backside rebound. 3 white shirts under the boards. Now to James underneath. He'll find Marshall trailing. Braves will reset the offense now. Seals Grove did a nice job of getting down court quick on that transition. Dietrich far corner. Goes to the wing now. He'll find Pfeiffer.
They had, you know, Davis Marshall had Spencer sealed off. They should have got him the ball.
Luciano to James on the wing. He'll drive the baseline. He'll find Marshall at the foul line. Marshall gets shut down. Now Luciano, far wing three. Just missed that one. Big rebound by Spencer George. 9 all, 6 to go here in the half. 4, deep three. Just missed that one off the rim. Rebound by Luciano.
Well, Brett was 2 for 2. Now he's 2 for 4, Kevin. But that's still pretty good. 50%
that'll still get
from
you into
the
hall.
Arc. Yes,
yeah,
it will.
That still gets you into the hall.
Yeah.
Inside to Marshall. A little high. Marshall had to tip that one to control it. Now the low box finds Dietrich, who turns around and puts it up and in.
Mason is very good at that reverse layup. You know, he's deep inside on the opposite corner, or I should say the box, and you know the only shot he's going to have is if he goes underneath the basket and does a reverse layup.
11-9 now, Shikalimi with the lead. 5:15 to go here in the first period. Working his way in is Filer. That one has to dish back outside, and big three from the far side from Ulrich. That gives Selins Grove a one-point lead with 5 to go.
Kevin, 100% of their scoring has been from behind the three-point mark. All 12 points are three-pointers.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to break into a Yogi Berra thing.
Sorry.
100% of their three-point shots are 50% from Luciano driving in, off the back of the iron, and drops it in for 2. Shikalimi with a 13-12 lead with 3:40 to go in the half.
Nate, 2 looks a lot stronger this year, Kevin. So,
no question.
You know, don't tell me the weights don't help you out, basketball.
4 goes in, and he will be fouled by James on the way in. Today's broadcast on the WKOK YouTube channel, brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company. They've been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business doesn't come by accident. So for your new Ford, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, and a quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors for the best car buying experience of your life. 4 to the line, puts up the first one, and it rolls right back out.
You know, I asked Brett before we came over here, you know, he had that high ankle sprain that kept him out of the last couple of 2 games at Selins Grove at his defensive back and wide receiver position. And I said, how's the leg? And he says, everything's good.
He'll go for the second one. An 83% free throw shooter coming in, makes 1 of 2 for his 7th of the night. Of the day, I should say.
7 out of the 13, Kevin. And guess who has the other 6? That would be Mr. Ulrich.
Harris coming into the game now for the Seals, all tied at 13. 4:25 to go here in the half. And a whistle I'll see what that was.
It's an offensive foul.
You're right.
It's going to be on Nate Luciano, I believe. Or no, it's going to be on 24. That would have been Davis Marshall. It was a screen that was illegal, Kevin. We'll just say that.
Marshall picks up the foul, his first, team's fourth. Like with the basketball, moving to the far side to Ulrich. Ulrich, who's already hit a couple of threes, will step inside for a two, and that was smooth. 15-13 halfway through the second period.
8 points for Isaiah.
He's having a nice game as he averages 9 a game. Luciano in now to Zekman. Zekman on the far wing, lost the handle on that one. Now Long picks it up okay. Send it inside to Marshall. Marshall double team, tries a little bit of a half sky hook, can't come up with it. Rebound by Ulrich.
Not trying to coach here, but you get in there, square up.
It's your nature.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do.
Square up and face the basket.
George with the basketball now. He'll find Haddon, who's just checked into the ballgame the last stoppage. There's a nice block by Marshall as Reich was driving in. They'll give it off down to Luciano. Luciano off the window short. Marshall gets the rebound up underneath. Lots of bodies, but a basket for Marshall, tying it at 15 with 3:05 to go in the half.
That's the leadership we've been talking about, Kevin. You know, don't get denied on the boards, and Davis has done a nice job tonight.
Ulrich, three, short. Rebound, Luciano. Luciano finds Marshall. Marshall all alone. He will be blocked on the way for the shot by Spencer George. And what a great job of getting there in time. It looked like Marshall was going to have an easy one for the layup. And George came out of nowhere and blocked it.
Tough play that time. Sometimes you don't know the guys behind you, Kevin. And we have a timeout.
There is a timeout with the game tied at 15 apiece. 2:50 to go here in the half. Tell you what, Dave, this has been a very entertaining first half of basketball, not to mention the score being tied.
Well, you got two teams. You got two of 10 guys out there that basically they know each other. They live relatively in the same area. A lot of the Sealands Grove kids' parents are Shikellamy graduates, so you know there's a lot, and some of their grandfathers and grandmothers are Shikellamy graduates. So and the energy level just picks up. It just gets so much more exciting that, like, for example, Davis looked like he was going to get that layup, and Davis comes out of nowhere. I mean, Spencer comes out of nowhere and blocks it.
That was a great defensive play and saved the tie game and probably caused that timeout, actually. Over to the right side. George comes up with it again. And that pass tipped by Ulrich, or Ulrich's pass, I should say, tipped. And the pass at the other side picked off by four. Four now to the foul line, looking for something to do with it. He'll back out, send it across the court now, right side. Ulrich on the basketball, guarded by Zekman.
Good job by Zekman to get to him, Kevin.
Inside Harris. Harris has to work his way. Zekman picks up the loose ball, and it'll be Shikellamy basketball with Luciano bringing it up. 2:10 to go in the half.
Well, the Braves doing their best Penn and Teller imitations tonight, Kevin. Slide of hand all the time, getting a lot of steals.
That is good. Pfeiffer with the basketball between the circles. Goes to Long on the far side with under two. Now to Zekman in the corner in the hands of Pfeiffer once again. Now they'll swing it around far side. Long has it. Braves trying to get something going. Sealands Grove playing very tight defensively. They'll weave it around the top and around the perimeter. Zekman underneath now works his way. Drives in. Right side. Right hand. Couldn't get it in. Fight for the ball between four and Marshall, and it is off of four. Shikellamy basketball, minute 35 to go, all tied at 15 here at the half.
Well, Brett underneath Davis on the rebound. Davis with a lot of pressure there, and Brett couldn't get his hands on it, so it went out of bounds off of him.
And
that's a foul.
I believe you were right.
That's going to be on number 40.
That's going to be on George, and that'll be team foul number 8.
And that's Spencer George's second.
And it is his second. Now, that's a shooting foul, so now Marshall will come to the line.
1-1, the Braves with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight, Kevin, from the line. A free throw. Davis with 7 already tonight, Kevin.
Marshall, as we mentioned, 4 of 8 coming into tonight's game, or today's game. And that one rolls around, hits every part of the rim. I guess you could say he painted all the rim before it dropped in.
Yeah, well, that's a nice soft touch, Kevin. There's a good rotation on the ball. If it's a little too hard or spinning a little too much, it's going to spit out of there.
Second one by Marshall as he spins it in his left hand. He is up, and that one no good. Rebound by Spencer George. One-point lead for Shikellamy, minute 15 to go.
Everybody that's gone to the line is one for two tonight, Kevin. Sealensgrove and Shikellamy players.
Long did a nice job of anticipating that pass to George, but couldn't quite come up with it, and I believe Marshall is going to come in and pick up the foul. That will be his
second. And they'll sit Davis down here with a minute 8 to go. There's no way they want Davis to pick up his third foul.
Well, I believe Trey Wallace is coming in. It is Trey Wallace. They were trying to get him in after the last made basket or last made free throw. Of course, Marshall ended up missing that one.
Yeah. Trey, a junior this year, about 6'3", has been having a pretty good JV season so far, Kevin.
Right with the basketball between the circles, under a minute remaining, trailing it by one. And now driving in is George. Boy, that was a great move.
Well, he just blew right by Trey Wallace. You know, little head fake, and around he went, and a strong move to the basket. Nice touch at the end to score.
17-16 as Sealensgrove back on top with 39 seconds to go. Luciano, deep three, and he hits it. Oh! 19-17, a two-point lead with 30 to go.
They left him out there all by himself, and Nate said, you know, I think I can make this. It is just like an extended foul shot from where he was at.
I mean, that was well beyond the college line, but it wasn't quite NBA. Ulrich says, I'll show you the threes from the corner, and he did it.
That's 11 for Isaiah.
20-19.
It's like two heavyweights going after each other, Kevin.
Haymaker. And a foul coming up, a blocking foul on Ulrich.
Well, that's going to put Nate Luciano at the line.
Luciano was a 75% free throw shooter coming in. First trip to the line this afternoon, 3 for 4 on the year. Team foul number 8, number 1 on Ulrich.
Got to make the first to get the second here, Kevin.
And there's going to be a lane violation, so it's not going to matter what happens.
Who went in first?
That's the question.
Lane violation.
Actually, I think they're going to say it's on George.
Yeah, so that means Nate gets a reprieve.
They said George took Zekman with him. So he'll get the do-over.
I love that word, do-over.
It's the best way to call it. And that one doesn't even hit the rim.
Well, Kevin, 20-19 here to go with 6.5 seconds. Plenty of time for the Seals to get it up, and the way they shoot from behind the line, they should be able to get a shot off.
1 point different, 3 seconds to go, 4 with the basketball. Now they'll have to fire one up from Owen. Can't get it to go. He did get the basketball, and he did get it off, but he did not get a chance to square up. And at the end of the first half, it's Sealensgrove 20, Shikellamy 19. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the WKOK Sports YouTube.
Out with the old and in with the new. Happy New Year means happy new vehicle. And all of Blaze Alexander Sunbury's new vehicles are discounted and reduced to save you thousands. Not in the market for a new vehicle? That's okay. Blaze Alexander Sunbury has got you covered. With over 85 pre-owned on the lot and over 1,900 to choose from, we have what you're looking for. Rates are low and trades are high. Now is the time to buy. And Blaze Alexander Sunbury is the place. Come in or visit us on the web at blazealexandersunbury.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. 2019 in favor of the Sealands Grove Seals in what has been a very back and forth battle here this afternoon with matinee basketball. Earlier today, the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team on the road at the Jersey Shore Team Tournament. We had that this morning on at 10 o'clock. Steve Williams kicking off 50 years of Shikellamy wrestling on WKOK. Unfortunately, the Braves falling to Danville 39-36 in a game, or in a match that went about 45 minutes, had pins after pin, a couple of forfeits along the way, but ended up being quite a close match. They'll take on the Sealands Grove Seals on Thursday in the Seal Dome. We'll have that match for you here on WKOK as well as the WKOK YouTube channel, so make sure you keep in touch with WKOK.com. Click on the little banner on the right-hand side. You'll see that'll take you to our video broadcast schedule, and then you can click the link to WKOK Sports YouTube channel and hit subscribe there as well.
Oh, you get to see Steve Williams live.
Live and in living color.
You got it.
We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Halftime here at Shikellamy with the Seals leading Shikellamy 20-19. And, boy, you're not really overly surprised at some of the high scores in this game, but Isaiah Ulrich is having a great first half, averaging about 9 points a game, 8-9 points a game. He's already got that and a few bonus points because of that hot stint outside the arc.
He's got three threes to go along with another basket, Kevin, for 11 points, and that's 11 out of 20. And Brett Four with 7 of the 20. He's got a pair of threes. The first two threes he took, he made. He made it 1-for-2 from the foul line, and the only other player that scored was that nice move by Spencer George from the corner as he went hard to the basket with a nice touch to score. So only three players have scored for Sealands Grove. On the Shikellamy side, Davis Marshall has 7 points. He's got a three. He's got two inside buckets off of rebounds. He's 1-for-2 from the line, and following him is Nate Luciano with 5. Nate, with that three that I think you called was way beyond the arc. They just left him go, so he said, I'm going to take that. But, you know, I said it when he took that three, that's just a foul shot extended. You're just looking right at the basket. So, you know, that's, if you're going to take a long shot, that's a good one to take because the perception's not that bad. And to follow along with that, Mason Dietrich with 3. Jackery James has 2, and John Pfeiffer's 1-for-2 for the line. The Braves are 3-for-7, Kevin, 43% from the foul line, and, you know, they had 7 foul shots. Think about that. If they would have made their foul shots, they would be up by 3 right now. Sealands Grove with only two times at the line.
You made the point I was just about to make. You know, struggling from the line this year the way they have, 3-for-7 here tonight. Again, those points loom huge in games like this that are really close. I mean, when they played the first two games of the season, they were pretty much handled all the way by the time the third quarter rolled around. But this is going to be one of those games down the stretch where they're going to have to hit those free throws. And the other thing is, on the other side of the coin, Sealands Grove has to do something a little more aggressive to get Shikellamy to the line. We knew coming in Sealands Grove is a perimeter shooting team. They like shooting the three-point shots, but there was definitely a big difference in the free throw opportunities between the two teams.
Well, I know for the people that are watching on YouTube, they probably can see that Sealands Grove is doing a really nice job when Davis Marshall is down low. They've got somebody in front of him, and then they always get somebody behind him. And that should open up another Brave someplace along the line. And that person, whoever he is, has to be able to make those shots, and that'll take the pressure off of them double-teaming Davis. They do not want Davis Marshall to get the ball down low. And, you know, John Pfeiffer, you know, John's a perimeter player, but John's 6'3", all right? And, you know, he does a decent job when he gets in there to rebound. And of all the people that I watch rebound, I think that Mason Dietrich and even Jackery James, all right, for not being the biggest guys in the world, you know, do a decent job of getting inside. And I'm right now, as far as I'm concerned, I'd be very satisfied with the Braves rebounding.
Well, we are at the half with the score. Sealands Grill 20, Shikellamy 19. Second half inbound. Just doesn't have the same ring, but that's what happens. And it's coming up next on WKOK, WKOK.com, and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
New year, new dealership, new experience.
Take advantage of W&L Mazda bonus cash offer this month. Save an additional $750 off any remaining 2020 Mazda model.
At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury third-row Mazda CX-9.
Plus, right now, W&L Mazda has some terrific lease offers. Stop in for a test drive and get all the lease details.
Join the W&L Mazda family today off Route 11 in Northumberland.
Offer valid only on remaining 2020 Mazda models. Offer ends 2/1/21.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW, located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Today's game on the YouTube channel for WKOK, brought to you by Alexander Family Dealerships, proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit any of their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. And don't forget, when you get to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, make sure you click subscribe as well. And you can get there throughout the season at WKOK.com. Click on the link that's available.
Well, there's some great news, Kevin. Both teams have now scored more than they scored in their last game, and it's only halftime. And that's a plus, all right? I'm sorry. This is one of those games, unless one team really, really, you know, gets hot, okay, it's probably going to end up, the winner's probably going to score 50 or below, all right? And we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. Although I do like calling games like this because there's always, you know, there's nobody that's really, you know, pulling ahead. There's a lot of excitement, and it's, you know, like you said, it's like two heavyweights going after each other, and or we'll say welterweights, all right?
Helping us out on the YouTube side of things, our director of camera personnel, Chad Evans, Nick Thompson, and Emily Fry. Will be with us throughout much of the year this year doing our broadcasts. Sealands Grove will attack the basket to the left as we start things off, and they will have the ball and the lead to get things going. Four with the basketball now. He'll send it inside to George. George barely kept a hand on that one, and he'll draw the foul. Quickly, it is four. Ulrich, Reich, Richter, and George for the Braves. It'll be Pfeiffer, Long, Dietrich, Luciano, and Marshall. Four will inbound after that foul was charged too long. And Luciano ends up picking up the loose ball. We'll drive in, find Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer will come up with it off the window and in.
Nice
and
soft touch.
Shikellamy gets the one-point lead back, 21-20.
Braden Long with the good defense after he got called for a reach-in foul down there, ended up with the ball and dapped it over to Luciano.
There's a three-pointer from George just off the mark. Ulrich underneath with a rebound. He'll send it out now to four, and they'll reset.
There was a nice little push-off there by Isaiah.
They're definitely letting him play.
Yeah.
They're letting him play, and it's been consistent, I thought.
I can't complain.
Four outside the arc coming to the line. He'll step back. Now he'll come in and fire it inside for Richter.
Yeah. Richter got good position. He had his man sealed off. He just missed the layup, Kevin.
Marshall comes up with a loose ball. Over to the right side, Pfeiffer with the basketball. Inside, Luciano had a step on his man, but then he has to back out of it. Pfeiffer from a three from the top of the key and puts it in.
Well, all of a sudden, John Pfeiffer with 6 points have got the Braves up by four now with 6:39 to go here in this third quarter.
And we could be looking at an Ethan Hummel timeout here if the Seals cannot convert here on this possession. And that's going to be a foul for a moving screen.
Yeah, he didn't really move his feet, but you know those hips, all right?
It was a hip check.
The hardest thing in the world to teach anybody is you got to stand perfectly still. It's up to the person that's coming off of your screen to run the man into you, all right? You can't reach out and grab him as he goes by or hit him with your hips.
And that's the third on Richter now. 24-20, Shikellamy with the lead and the basketball. They'll get it inside from Luciano, fade away. It goes, and it'll go to the line.
Well, they had a matchup they wanted down below. You got Nate Luciano, who's a guard, and Brett Forrest a little bit shorter than he is, and Nate posted him up down low. Nice touch. That's a fadeaway, you know, shot. Not the easiest to make, and he banks it in, and Brett picks up his second foul.
And now the Seals make a change as Harris will now come in for Richter, who's sitting with three fouls. Luciano to try and finish off a three-point play. Puts it up and in. 7-0 run here in the first minute 45 of the third period. Shikellamy up 27-20. Actually, an 8-0 run. Sorry, Chief.
Nate picks up number 8, and he's 1-for-2 from the line now, Kevin.
Bounce pass over to Harris now. Harris will find four. Four puts it on the floor. Ulrich had it, lost it. Harris comes up with it, and a reach-in foul. Yeah. Harris was in the right place at the right time to pick that one up and ended up drawing a foul.
Well, the thing was, the ball was loose, and John Pfeiffer probably could have got it if he would have seen it a little bit sooner. And then once the Seals got it, John reached in and picked up his first foul.
Four with the basketball now. They'll send it inside to George, working on Marshall. And that one tipped by Long out of bounds. I believe it's going to be Selins Grove basketball.
Yeah, it is. The official out front is signifying that it was tipped. And even the official underneath said it was the Seals ball. And I thought it was, too. Because with the way that ball came out,
it went high.
Somebody had to get their hand on it from Shikellamy.
That ball was headed for orbit. Here comes a deep three from Ulrich. Missed that one. Luciano with a rebound. Has a chance to extend this 8-0 run. Luciano right wing. He'll drive right by four. Put it up and miss the shot. Underneath, rebound by Ulrich and a whistle.
I think that's going to be on Braden Long.
It
1-3. That's going to be Braden. Braden's picked up two quick fouls here to start the third quarter.
Third team foul on Shikellamy.
Nate did what he needed to do. He needed to, drive the middle, penetrate that defense, all right, and make something happen, hopefully pick up a foul.
Four sends it inside. That is tipped off of the Braves. It'll be Selins Grove basketball yet.
Well, you can see the intensity of the Braves on defense. They're moving a lot better. They're staying with their man. They're helping out when somebody gets loose. Everything you need to do to play good man-to-man defense, they've done so far.
The noise not coming from the fan base here. It's coming from the Shikellamy JV team, and that one by four, the scoop shot no good. Braves with the rebound. Here comes Luciano back the other way, almost travels as his foot slid, might have gotten away with one there. Here comes the three, left wing by Marshall, no good. Tip out and an over the back call coming on Dietrich. That'll be team foul number 4 on Shikellamy.
Yeah, Mason trying to get that ball back out front. There were no Braves underneath the basket that time, Kevin. Everybody was out on the perimeter. Mason tried to do his best job, and that's 3 on Mason. That's going to be difficult for the Braves because he's a big part of this team, one of our starters. But here comes James, who has filled in adequately.
Yeah, I was going to say, he put some really good minutes in off the bench against Mifflinburg on Tuesday night.
And they don't lose any speed when he comes in.
Sure don't. Four with a basketball. He'll drive all the way in, and he got the free pass and took advantage of it. And the Seals, at the 3-minute mark of the period, finally break the seal off the basketball.
Yeah, he came off of a nice screen, and he lost his man.
Lob into Marshall. He'll back up a little bit. Can't get the shot to go, and George is there for the rebound.
They're the ones, Kevin, that drive you crazy when you're coaching and you miss them. You got to make those.
4-for-3 from the near wing. Missed the shot just by a little bit. Long picks up the loose ball. 5-point Shikellamy lead. 4:30 remaining here in the third period. Here comes Long driving in. Finger roll right over the rim and in. Right over top of Ryan Wright.
Braden did that all last year, and he scored points. That's the first time I've seen him probably do it in two games here. And he's so quick off of that dribble. Nice little 3-foot jump shot at the end.
4 now with the basketball, guarded by James. They'll send it out to Ulrich now. Ulrich brings Pfeiffer out, and a timeout by Coach Hummel.
Yeah, they were going nowhere, Kevin. The Braves' defense, they were stagnant, okay? They were just standing around, and Ethan's going to call a timeout and say, hey, guys, let's play our game.
29-22, halfway through the period. Shikalimi on top. Today's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Glick's, Route 15, just north of Shamokin Dam. You'll find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, and you can get ready for spring with deck and patio awnings. Learn more about heating and improving your home at Glick's.com. And don't forget to click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel as we have games throughout, and matches, I should say.
Hey, they were throughout just, the afternoon. They were just out to my place before Christmas, and I didn't have my two guides hooked up right, so my garage door wasn't working, and I felt like a fool. But
you need the springs. Yeah. You need them connected.
Well, you have to have them so that the guides meet each other, or else nothing's going to work.
Things not to do with home improvement from Chief coming up on the next WKOK YouTube channel.
Do not bump those at the bottom of your door.
George with the basketball, fights through the block of Marshall, puts it up, missed the shot. Rebound, though, by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer has it tipped away, but will regain control.
Well, like you said, Kevin, they're letting them play.
Indeed. Luciano between the circles, guarded by four. As I said earlier, that's been a fun matchup today. Marshall inside, backs up George. Steps, blocked from behind by Ulrich.
Quicker move. When you take that much time, somebody's going to drop down, a guard's going to drop down, and that's exactly what happened. Timeout by the Braves, I believe.
You are correct. You know, with 3 minutes and 26 seconds remaining here in the third period, 29-22, Shikalimi leading it.
Kevin, Sealsgrove's picked up the defense a little bit on the last two times down the court, being a little bit more aggressive. But the Braves still getting a lot of opportunities, and I think playing very well in this third quarter. They've got 7-9. They got 10 points, all right, compared to two, by the Seals. So they've gone from a one-point deficit to a seven-point lead here.
But that 9-0 run, finally got stopped about halfway through
Brett,
the period.
Brett four.
And now the Braves have been silent for the last minute and 34. Lob comes in now to Marshall. Marshall gives it off to Luciano, guarded by four. Right side, Marshall once again. Not a long. Now to Luciano, left wing.
Oh, they missed him. He was wide open coming across the court.
Pfeiffer now to long. Long open three from the wing. Gone!
Well, that's another thing that Braden has in his arsenal is that three-point shot. And they left him all alone. Kevin, he probably could have ordered pizza and got it before anybody came out to guard him. Nice job by Braden. Picks up number five.
10-point lead for Shikalimi. Four from way outside. Just barely missed it. Here's the rebound by Marshall to James. Lays it up too hard. Backside rebound by Ulrich will come down with it, and the Seals will dodge one.
I was just going to say, James does a great job of getting out in the transition game, and he did score once off of that. That time, you're right, it was a little too hard off of the backboard.
Braves have had a little bit of trouble. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sealsgrove played the transition very well against the Braves. That ball put on the floor, and Wright will lose it out of bounds.
Well, they say it went off of Nate Luciano. I guess we'll have to look at the instant replay, Kevin, to see if the official was correct. But unfortunately, we can't do that yet. Eventually, Chad will get us on that.
We'll have that. Three-pointer on the way. No good on the inbounds pass, and the Braves will take control. Here comes James. That pass tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Shikalimi basketball.
He had two players on either side of him, all right? Stop, make the pass. Somebody gets a layup on the left or the right side.
Long there, turnaround jumper on the inbounds. That one a little too hard, but boy, did he get the hometown roll.
Well, Braden needs to have a little bit of luck here, Kevin, to get his confidence back. Two good shots to get his 5 points. That gives him seven off of that one.
34-22, and I'm not sure if James got a hand
one
or not.
Yes, he did.
Four,
Kevin,
came around the corner, and James just barely got there to knock it out of bounds as Zekman and Ammerman will come in for Marshall and Pfeiffer.
Well, it's a 12-point lead now by the Braves. Sealsgrove's got to get something going. There's
steal by Luciano. Luciano will try and take it coast to coast. He'll lay it up, no good. Put back by Ammerman is good.
Well, Cale did what you're supposed to do. Just because somebody's out there on an open layup, you got to follow. And Cale rewarded with his first basket of the night.
36-22, Shikalimi leading it with a minute 38 to go in the third. Here comes George to the foul line. Runs into some, well, runs into no real estate available. Now four from the far corner.
Yeah, that's a foul and underneath.
Yeah, he will be fouled, and it's a pick your brave to get this foul charge.
Well, I think it's going to be on number 21, and that would be Jacare James. That's his second, okay? And, you know, Brett with a nice move to get around him, and you got to be pretty fast to get around James because he's got a little bit of speed and hustle himself.
36-22, team foul number five for Shikellamy. Opposite of the first half. The bounce pass inside to Richter. Richter will give it back to four. Four sends it back into Ulrich. Ulrich puts his shoulder into the defender of Long and draws the two-shot foul.
Well, he had a really nice job of sealing Braden, got Braden on the inside. And when you're 2 feet from the basket and you got somebody inside, that person's probably going to foul. You know, the bad part about this is Braden picks up foul number three.
That's exactly right, and it's sixth team foul for Shikellamy.
Only a minute 21 to go here, but having three fouls, that's kind of tough.
Ulrich makes his first from the line. He has not missed from the line this year.
Well, he's continued it, Kevin. So, you know, he had 11 points in the first half. That's his first point here in the second half. And there's the second.
Good, because I was worried about that. After I said that, I've been jinxing everybody all year this year.
Only Shikellamy players.
Oh, is that the way it was?
Yeah.
All right. 36-24, minute 16 to go in the third. Luciano with a basketball. Goes over to Long on the far side. Between the circles, it's James. Now Ammerman with it. Ammerman puts it on the floor. Far wing Long, head fake. Near wing Luciano, guarded by four. He'll pass it around. Long gets it inside, kicks it back out to James. James now to Luciano. Luciano now to Long, low box opposite side.
Oh, wow.
What a great move by Long on a pump and then put it up and in.
And he held it for a while in midair, Kevin, but what a great pass to get it to him. That Braves running some time off the clock, and rewarded with an easy layup. I shouldn't say an easy layup, but a layup.
With the basketball now, it's Richter. Richter, pocket picked by Luciano. Luciano to Ammerman. Ammerman stops, and Ulrich is there to block the shot.
Put it up. Just shoot it, man.
26 Keep seconds going. Remaining. 38-24, Shikellamy here in the third period.
Good hustle by Ulrich to run that down.
Four trying to play for the last shot here for Selins Grove. Ulrich on the near wing, thought about a three. Ammerman there to defend. He's going to go to the foul line, loses a handle on it. Zekman has it, one man to beat, fakes the pass, and a foul coming on Richter.
See, you go in, and, you know, Colin with a nice job of just going in and shooting the ball. You know, even if you get a block, the guy's going to get his body into him, and that's what happened that time. So Colin goes to the line, and that's four fouls on Richter, I believe.
It is indeed, and Zekman to the line for the first time this year. With 6.9 remaining on the clock. He'll spin it, bounce it again, and come up just a little bit short. And now checking in for Selins Grove will be Ethan Harris. He'll come in for Richter.
Well, the Braves resting right now, both Pfeiffer and Davis.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Zekman now with 6.9 to go, trying to make it 39 points, and he does. 39-24 with 6 seconds to go in the third. Here comes four pushing it up. He's going to work his way in, spins, and lost the handle on the ball, and Long thought he had a free steal with .2 to go, and it comes up as a whistle.
I don't know if Braden's – I don't think Braden's going to have a foul. The foul's going to be on 21, James.
Yep.
That's his third. And that's a one-and-one, Kevin. They didn't call
it. And
it
is a one-and-one.
They called it on the floor.
Yep.
So Brett's going to go to the line. He's 1-for-2 tonight, Kevin.
With .2 seconds on the clock yet. Al Four will put his foot on the, or just beyond the line, just behind the foul line. And the first one is no good, so he will not get a second opportunity, and that'll do it for the third period of play. A rare free throw miss from Brett Four here in this gym. 39-24, Shikellamy leads after three on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
8 minutes remaining in this one. It was a tight one, 20-19 at the half with Sealands Grove leading, but a big 20-4 differential in that third period has made it 39-24 in favor of Shikellamy. And I'll tell you what, Long has had a big part in this offensive setup here in this third period. He only had 2 points the entire year so far, and he almost, quintupled it?
Yes, he did. Nine points. You know, the thing
you're the mathematician.
The thing that's amazing about that's the first 20-point quarter the Braves have had out of 11 that they've played. By far, I think 13 was the highest they had, and that was against Danville.
Braves with the basketball to start this final stanza. Ammerman with it, goes to James. It'll be James, Ammerman, Marshall, Long, and Luciano for Shikellamy. Sealands Grove.
Oh, boy,
and
nice job by...
That pass picked off by four and a whistle. And that one might be on James. Yeah. That could be number four.
No, that's four on Braden Long.
Oh, Kevin, you're right.
Kevin, what Brett Ford did was when Nate Luciano went down the middle, he left four at top, and instead of four going with him, he went to the next person, what was Braden Long, coming out and stole the ball from him. That's just heads-up basketball.
Four at the line makes the one of the one and one. So it'll be Filer for George, Reich, and Ulrich. And Dietrich will come into the game now for Shikellamy and come in for Ammerman. Long already stepped out, and he was replaced by Pfeiffer. Yeah.
You know, Brett's with his 10th point there. Make it 10. He's still at 10.
And a nice job of saving that one from going out of bounds off of Shikellamy by Dietrich. He had to lean out over the edge.
That's one
of
those where both guys were from Shikellamy getting a rebound. No, you get it. No, you get it. No, you get it. Well, somebody get it. And Mason did.
Pfeiffer, good pass inside to Marshall. Marshall got attacked underneath, but he traveled before the foul.
Kevin, I know... Again, my coaching, all right? Catch the ball. Don't bend down. Use your height. Stay up strong. Get the ball up. All he would have had to do was just take – he wouldn't even have to jump. Just throw the ball in because they did such a nice job getting it to him deep in the post.
George with the basketball. 1 minute gone by and a 39-25 Shikellamy lead. Four with the basketball, working on James. He gets by him a little bit. Sends it underneath for Reich. Reich back outside for Ulrich. Three, short. Reich with a rebound. Now to four on the near wing.
Long rebound that time. The Seals took advantage of it.
And now they'll bring Marshall out front. And they'll get George underneath. Marshall will bump him and maybe get away with a foul, but a basket for George. Now Sealands Grove starting a little bit of a run.
3-0 run here. The Braves, giving up a couple of points.
James, far corner now. Pfeiffer, three, got
that
it.
Helped.
42-27 as Pfeiffer was wide open from the far side, and he hit it for three.
His second three of the game. Kevin, 9 points on the evening. And again, nobody was near him.
Four, lost a handle on the ball because Marshall got a hand in there. James tips it away and controls it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer reverses hands, lays it up and in. 44-27, and the Braves leave the bench on that one.
Well, very nice crossover dribble by John Pfeiffer to get advantage there to make the layup.
Four passes it into the corner now to Reich.
It's the simple things in life that make you successful at basketball, and that's what John did there.
Top of the key, three for four, no good. Rebound by Marshall.
Yeah, strong rebound. He had a lot of people around him, Kevin. Pulled it right in.
Dietrich tries to draw through a double team, and he might have drawn the foul. That was an aggressive move, I'll tell you. I was wondering. I'm like, is that really what you want to do? Okay, it worked.
Well, he tried to split two atoms there, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
And luckily somebody fouled him. So that's only the 14th foul for Sealands Grove.
Ulrich's
second.
Yep, Ulrich commits the foul. Now checking in for Sealands Grove as George will come out. And let's see, there's also Filer that comes out. Back in will be Reich. And I believe Richter also came in.
Yeah, Richter did come in, Kevin.
And Marshall right underneath goes up. A little bit of a delay, no good. Zekman, who came in at the last stoppage, he goes up and he'll draw the foul.
Good job by Colin to sneak inside, get the offensive board, and then just take a little step to the right and puts it up, and he is fouled. And that's number three on Isaiah Ulrich. Two fouls back-to-back here. Colin 1-for-2 tonight from the line.
That's his first two free throw opportunities of the year. And he makes that one. He has made the last two out of three.
I like to see everybody be successful, but, you know, kids like Colin Zechman has been in the program all this time, and he's going to come off the bench. You'd like to see him have success, and he's played very well tonight.
Missed the second one, though. Marshall had it for his second. Tied up, and a held ball called as Richter and Marshall tied up, and Selinsgrove has the possession arrow with 5:19 remaining, and Shikellamy with a 45-27 lead.
They're going to full court pressure here, Kevin. What that does is that slows down the game for Selinsgrove and makes the time come off the clock a little bit more.
Over to the right side, in the hands now of Wright.
First time we've seen their press all game.
It's the first time all year they've had an opportunity to run it, or a reason, I should say, to run it. And a fight underneath, picked up by Ulrich, fires at the right. And there comes Pfeiffer back the other way, lays it off the glass and
John Pfeiffer amazes me in football. How he used to catch those passes from Balestrini in stride. That impressed me even more, that layup that he just made there.
Three-pointer Harris, that one is good. And a big three to finally stop the Shikellamy run at 17-point lead, 47-30. Over to the right side, in the hands now of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer tries to get some room. It will go to Marshall. Marshall, very long two, but dropped it just inside the three-point arc.
Well, that gives nine for Davis, all right. That's a big plus. Long pass down court, Kevin.
And another three for Selinsgrove, no good. Backside rebound by Pfeiffer and a whistle.
Ryan Reich's going to pick up the foul.
That'll be team foul, I believe, number five.
I think I
told six.
I think I told you this last year. John's mom played basketball for me in high school.
Yes.
But John, she didn't have the stride that John has. Oh, my gosh. Does he cover a lot of ground every time he takes one step?
Timeout by Shikellamy with 4:15 remaining here in the game, 49-30. Today's live broadcast and stream on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, brought to you in part by the Purdy Insurance Agency, Market Street, Sunbury, offering customers a variety of insurance products at competitive prices for some of the industry's best insurance providers. That's the benefit of an independent agency and a Purdy Insurance Agency. Visit purdyinsurance.com to start your quote and find out what Purdy can do for you. Don't forget, when you're visiting us on the YouTube WKOK Sports YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe.
Well, Kevin, I made the prediction that the team that was going to win was going to score in the 40s. I am now going to change my prediction. We're going to go somewhere between 55 and 60.
I'm sorry. Right? I looked at my DraftKings app, and it said you can't change that anymore. They locked that bet out. I'm sorry. That's not available now.
I only bet 10 cents, Kevin. Come on.
10 cents a dime. 49-30. There's driving in is Dietrich. And I
stepped
believe he
baseline.
Might have stepped
yes.
on the baseline. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did when he went by the official right there. You know, you never get away with that, Kevin. There's always
well,
an official on the baseline.
Especially with a three-man crew, it's going to be hard to get away with that.
And the Braves, again, with this full-court pressure, try to you know, make the seals take longer.
2-2-1, that was almost backcourt, but it was real close. The official right there on it.
The freshman in, Kevin.
Barillo, the freshman, driving in.
Valentino Barillo, all right. The freshman, it looks like he's a good 6'4", 6'5".
And Zechman will pick up the foul. And we have a 30-second timeout.
Media timeout, wow.
I didn't know we requested those.
Well, I don't
that
know.
That was nice.
Did. Chad, did we request a media timeout?
Chad set that up, yeah. Our director and also working some camera today, Chad Evans, also directing a little bit today, is Nick Thompson. And our high shot is Emily Fry. They're going to be with us throughout the seasons here on our WKOK Sports YouTube channel broadcast.
You know, I was talking to Tim for Brett's dad before the game, and I said about how many of the JV players get into play, and you know, he thought the freshmen probably should be getting some time. He did a nice job in the JV game, and you know, the more experience he gets, that's a tall drink of water out there, number 32, Kevin.
Yeah, we don't have the heights, but I would take
6'5", I would say easily.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty close. He'll set up for his first free throw opportunity of the game, and be successful.
And he's in the book.
He'll have another opportunity here in mere seconds. I do like the shoes, though.
Yeah, I noticed them in the junior varsity game.
Second one is up and in.
Nice touch.
Lately, I've been obsessed with shoes. I'm not quite sure
that's
why.
That's kind of weird, Kevin.
I'm not going to deny it. It is kind of strange. 49-32, 3:45 remaining here in the game. Shikalimi on top.
If I was Davis, basketball. I would want the ball.
All right, now it's Dietrich that has it. He'll send it into Davis, and an over-the-back call on number 32.
That's what I get in Ballarillo. And that's going to be a one-and-one situation for the Braves.
It is indeed. That will be team foul number 7.
Davis 1-for-2 tonight so far, Kevin, from the line. Right now he has 9 points. He can get himself in double figures. And if he does that, that'll have several of the Braves in double figures today.
If he has 12 points is what he scored throughout the season in the first two games. And that one will be, you said, number 9.
That's 10.
Or is that 10 now?
We needed one more to get himself in double figures, unofficially, Kevin.
It's always official when it's your book, Chief.
Yeah.
Zachman will come out, get a nice pat on the shoulder from Coach Ziegler, and Long will come back in. Marshall ready for the second opportunity. And he will put that one in as well. 51-32, 3:35 to go. Final period. Shikalimi leading it as both these teams looking for their first win of the season.
I believe number 41, Kevin, is Tyler Swineford.
Okay. Listed on my sheet is Fogarty, so I'm not sure. You may be correct.
Oh, maybe it is. You know, you are right. Cameron Fogarty, you are correct.
And he is in the game for the Seals. Now, Dietrich will come out, and Ammerman will come back in for Shikalimi as the ball is an inbounds play for Sealands Grove. And bring it in now is Paul Hamas. He'll get it underneath, and it, driving in now is Fogarty, and that one will draw a foul.
Well, that's going to put Cameron on the line.
Noggle also in the game for the Seals. And Shikalimi will be getting ready to use some of their substitute players, but they don't have a ton of them today on the bench.
That was the fifth foul on Braden, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin.
It is number 5.
Yeah. Fogarty misses the first.
He'll get another opportunity, and he'll be successful on the second try. Pfeiffer, Luciano, Ammerman, Marshall, and James in the game for Shikalimi right now. Ammerman on the right side with 3:05 remaining. 51-33. Shikalimi leading it, trying to take some time off the clock now. And Tyler Swineford, the reason we don't have a number for him is he's not available in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
big three from Davis Marshall. That will put him past where he was all year in both the first two games point-wise.
14, Kevin. That's his second three of the night.
And then a try for an answer is Paul Hamas on the far side. That one no good.
Good job by John Pfeiffer to get that ball off of Fogarty. And we have a timeout,
yeah.
I believe, to get some people.
That's exactly what it is. I think it's a switch up now to get some more players in the game with 2:30 remaining in the final period. It is 54-33, Shikalimi leading it. Both these teams playing for at least a chance to get that final playoff spot in the District 4-11. 5A. Remember, District 4 merges with District 11 in the final playoff possibility for the 4-11 jointure. I guess that would be the best way to put it, Chief.
That is a good way to put
All
it,
right.
Kevin. I agree with you.
54-33 with 2:30 remaining, and Ammerman ready to inbound.
Well, Scott Miller is in. A 10th grader, a sophomore, and Micah Zellers in for the Braves.
Haddon also checking in for Sealands Grove on that in this possession. So James with the basketball now with 2:18 to go. Shikalimi tries to run a little bit of time off, but then sees a little bit of a lane and fires it over the right side for Zellers for 3 on the near wing. No good. Rebound by Hoover. Actually, I shouldn't say rebound. He got the loose ball. I did not. I got screened by the official on the rebound.
Just a long rebound, Kevin. That's all.
I wasn't sure if somebody got it and tipped it out to him or not because it came out of there a long way. Haddon with the basketball. Fakes a pass inside. Move with the right hand and pushes it on the floor over to Barillo. Then back to Haddon. Haddon stops. Goes into the corner. Three-pointer left side Hoover. James with the rebound on the backside. 54-33, Shikalimi leading it, minute 35 to go, by the way, in the JV game earlier tonight. or earlier this afternoon, I should say. It was 47-37, Selins Grove on the win. A lot of these guys played earlier tonight. Three-pointer on the way. That one short by Hoover from the far wing, far corner.
Scotty Miller on the rebound.
James with the basketball now. Sends it inside. Turnaround jumper. Miller, no good. Rebound Haddon. 54-33, Shikellamy, minute remaining. Haddon with the basketball now, works his way to the right wing. Looks at a three, fakes it. Miller comes out to contest. He'll dish it off right side then. Now Haddon will get it back. He'll start to push it into the foul line. Backs out, passes it off to Noggle. Then to the right side, a three-point opportunity comes up a little bit short that time for Barillo.
Looks like the Braves are going to try to run this out, Kevin. No shot, I heard, from Coach Ziegler.
Yeah, this is, with only 205 people and everybody behind us, it is kind of easier to hear the plays than it normally would be in this very unique season of basketball. And Miller will just move around with 10 seconds to go. And underneath, looking for a little bit of something to do with the ball, Miller. Does not worry about anything, and then we end the game. So Shikellamy gets win number one on the season with a 54-33 win over the Selins Grove Seals. We'll wrap it up with the postgame next. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, online at WKOK.com, and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Blaze Alexander Ford's tax eliminators extended till January 16th. $2 million of inventory must go. We'd rather give it to you than the IRS. Get 2020 Ford Escapes for under $22,000. Get up to $9,000 off Ford Edges. Looking for an F-150 truck? We've got the all-new 2021 in stock. Plus, we have discounts up to $12,400 on F-150s. 0% financing available on select models. Just sign and drive with no money down. Over 300 new and used vehicles to choose only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price guaranteed.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
New year, new dealership, new experience.
Take advantage of W&L Mazda bonus cash offer this month. Save an additional $750 off any remaining 2020 Mazda model.
At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury third-row Mazda CX-9.
Plus, right now, W&L Mazda has some terrific lease offers. Stop in for a test drive and get all the lease details.
Join the W&L Mazda family today off Route 11 in Northumberland.
Offer valid only on remaining 2020 Mazda models. Offer ends 2/1/21.
Welcome back as we wrap things up here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. The Shikellamy doubleheader today on WKOK. Braves wrestling team falling to Danville in the first of the Jersey Shore tournament matches on the 50th season of wrestling on WKOK. Steve Williams had the call earlier today. 39-36, and a very excited Coach Bill Ziegler joining us after a 54-33 win over the Selins Grove Seals. Billy. I mean, everything clicked all of a sudden. It seemed like everything fell into place, especially in that third period.
Yeah, we talked about the third quarter to, we knew this team likes to shoot the three, and they had 15 of their 20 points at the three-point line. So our main emphasis defensively was to get a little bit more out in the three-point line, make them maybe shoot a little bit further and more contested, and we seemed to do that. But offensively, the third quarter, that first 4 minutes, We executed the best 4 minutes we had offensively, and we got pretty good looks, and our side of the scoreboard moved.
You know, I think that what impressed me so much, not only the offensive side, but, again, the way you played defense in that third period especially.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, Braden Long is, you know, a player that, and he'll be the first one to admit, has struggled a little bit in the offensive end, you know, last year and the first part of this year. And when he started to go, it pushed everybody up another notch, you know, aggressiveness-wise, and our ball started to run. So, you know, hats off to Braden for coming out and having a game.
Bill, into this game a little bit. That voice is starting to fade a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the voice is about gone.
Big win, big win. I mean, you get 1-2, you beat Stillings Grove, so it should build a lot of confidence back in these kids too. All right?
Yeah, you know, when you have two games like we did against Danville and Mifflinburg, you know, sometimes you can get down, but I'll give these kids credit. They are battling and they are scrapping, and, you know, we'll get better every day, and we're going to be, you know, a tough game every night.
You've been getting a lot of good bench time. James did an excellent job. I thought that that Colin did a great job tonight, Zekman, when he came in and played.
When we took Colin out of the game with 3.5 minutes to go, I went over to him and I looked him in the eye and I said, Colin, that was the best game you've ever had. You played your guts out and how much I appreciated it. And he was very responsive. I think you're going to see more games like that from Colin.
Yep.
Bill, appreciate it very much. And congratulations on the opening win and a big one at that, with Stillings Grove being the team to beat.
Yeah, that was a nice win. Thank you, guys.
Bill Ziegler joining
Thanks,
us.
Coach.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game as we wrap things up. 54-33, the win for the Shikellamy Braves over the Stillings Grove Seals here. Chief, you have some of the final numbers here of the night.
Yeah, I might be off by a point here, Kevin, but we'll start with the visiting Seals. They had two players in double figures. Brett Four, who had 7 in the first half, ended up with 10, so the Braves did a nice job of defending him. And Isaiah Ulrich, who had 11 in the first half, came up with only 2 in the second half. He had 13. Actually, Kevin, Spencer George had 4, and Barello had 2 off the bench, and so did Fogarty. And that's the extent of the scoring for Stillings Grove. Big game for Davis Marshall with 14, John Pfeiffer with 13, Braden Long with 9, and Nate Luciano with 8 to help fill in there. And I think we mentioned it in the third quarter about Braden Long's stretch where he just went and caught fire and scored those 9 all in one shot. And I think Coach Ziegler hit it on the head when he said Braden got everybody fired up.
Well, the Braves will now improve to 1-2 overall. The Seals will fall to 0-4 after the 54-33 victory. Chief, we'll get your final thoughts here on this first opening, the first win of the season for the Braves.
Hey, they needed a game like this, and I think what they did when they, you know, they only practiced 1 time, okay, legally, all right, because of the school being shut down. But Bill got a point across. I thought they were much more aggressive inside with rebounding. They hit the shots from the outside, and individual players came up and took over. I mean, Braden Long took over for a while, and what about John Pfeiffer? He had a stretch there where he just, you know, scored at will, and it's just something that they needed, and you build off of everybody's being successful. Nate Luciano with a great game tonight too. So, you know, like I said, a team effort, and let's hope that this carries over into next week.
Well, the Braves have played well in the third period tonight. No difference with a big 11-point third period, and just kind of shut Stillings Grove down after a 19-20 Stillings Grove lead at the half. Coming up tomorrow on WKOK, it'll be Penn State at Purdue. Steve Jones will have the call along with Dick Girardi as the Nittany Lions get back in after their COVID shutdown. 12:30 the start time for the pregame. 1 o'clock is tip-off. And then coming back on the 19th, it'll be Penn State at Illinois. 8 o'clock is the start time for the pregame. 8:30 is tip-off. You can also catch all of it online at WKOK.com and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Our studio producer tonight, or I should say our field producer tonight and director, Chad Evans. Nick Thompson also working on the production side of things and camera. And Emily Fry also helping us out tonight on the WKOK Sports YouTube side as we wrap up a win for the Shikellamy Braves tonight here at the Fieldhouse. Once again, the final score, it was Shikellamy 54, Stillings Grove 33. For Chad Evans, Emily Fry, also for Nick Thompson and the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and keep watching for more sports on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. See the details at WKOK.com. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.